Australian and Dutch officials have confirmed that three-way talks with Russia have begun over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 5 years ago. The flight was shot down over Ukraine by a Russian-made missile, killing 298 people, including 38 Australians. Speaking alongside the Dutch Foreign Minister, Stef Blok, in Canberra, our Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, confirmed that the first trilateral talks about state responsibility for the incident took place earlier this month.
We have held the first iteration of state responsibility talks between Australia, the Netherlands and Russia earlier this month. Australia remains a strong supporter of the Dutch national prosecution of the individuals responsible.
That's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne. Well, Gideon Boas is an expert in international criminal law and justice at La Trobe University's Law School. He was also a former senior legal officer at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. He joins us this morning from Melbourne. Welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thanks,
Kathy. So Maurice Payne says that the details of these three-way talks are confidential, but given that Russia was at the table, what can we reasonably surmise about these discussions?
Well, it does seem to indicate an intention on Russia's part at least to participate in some form of resolution. Whether that resolution carries with it any acknowledgement of responsibility is a different question, of course. It's a positive step, I think, because Russia has consistently blocked any measures to hold it to account, whether it be through formal procedures, passing a Security Council resolution to create a tribunal that would investigate and potentially prosecute persons responsible for the shooting down of MH17. So this indicates that there is at least some form of trilateral discussion between the parties.
So given that Russian resistance to be held account, why are they at the table? What's pushing them there?
Well, we don't know. It may be that they see some writing on the wall that is not apparent to others or is not something that's publicly known. There's obviously been an investigation, a final report. There's been all sorts of information. There's been lawsuits brought in various countries, none of which have had particular purchase, but it may be that there's information available to the Dutch and or Australian authorities that are bringing Russia to the table, and they may see a diplomatic or political advantage in pursuing that route rather than the alternative.
Well, certainly there's been a report which both Australia and Netherlands used to hold Russia responsible for providing the missile that was fired by pro-Russian forces in Ukraine that brought that jet down. As you say, Russia has consistently denied this. So is there a suggestion here that there may be additional information that's not in the public realm?
Well, it's speculation. Russia is always in the face of some fairly convincing evidence, including satellite imagery and information obtained from persons that were considered to be legitimate by investigators. Russia has always said it's just not the case. I note there's been an incident recently of a Ukrainian Secret Service official defecting to Russia and saying that Ukraine was involved in the shooting down of MH17, and so the sort of diplomatic war of words continues.
I saw that report yesterday and immediately thought fake news.
Well, it does have that tenor about it, but the problem with international law is that it's very unlike most domestic legal systems. It doesn't operate in the same way. It requires a degree of cooperation and reciprocity. And for example, if Ukraine was to, or Australia or the Netherlands were to seek to bring Russia to the International Court of Justice to try and have the matter determined as a question of state responsibility, Russia would have to consent to that process, and that's unlikely.
Could Russia be compelled to pay some sort of reparations without admitting fault? Could it agree to some compensation?
It could certainly agree to that, and it may be that the negotiations that are taking place now would agree a form of wording that Russia could live with. that didn't attribute directly responsibility to it, but perhaps attributed some form of recklessness or negligence on its part, perhaps in relation to the provision of weapons and facilities to Ukrainian rebels, and that monetary compensation could be part of whatever arrangement is agreed.
Last year, the Dutch Parliament cleared the way for prosecution in the Netherlands of any suspects that were identified in the downing of MH17. Would Russia ever agree to extradite potential suspects?
Well, no, and its law prohibits the extradition of people to foreign countries for prosecution in those circumstances. So it would have to be a situation where either Russia agreed upon some agreement reached, or it would have to be the case that that person was identified in another country, arrested and extradited from there.
So based on the information that was released yesterday then by the foreign ministers, what can we expect in this process? What would likely be the next stage?
Well, I mean, it could be just some diplomatic window dressing on Russia's part. We don't know. It could be very genuine. Obviously, the Australian and Dutch foreign ministers have been able to bring Russia to the table. There must be some basis for that. Russia has been obstinate about this in the past. I think it's reasonable to expect that there may be a positive outcome, and, you know, for the families and others affected by the event, some form of acceptance of responsibility would be important, and no doubt some form of financial compensation. But as I said at the start, at this stage, given what's being said, it's purely speculative.
And the fact that the two foreign ministers came out to make this public, I mean, the meeting happened earlier, a month ago. What does that tell us, given that it does provide, I guess, some of the families and loved ones some sort of hope?
Well, there would have to have been an agreement, I imagine, that initially the discussions would have been very secret, confidential. Russia would most likely have to have agreed to some statement being made publicly. It's obviously important, as you say, for the families and victims, that it be seen that something be done. Why now? It may be that they're close to an agreement. It may be that they're not at all, and they want to show that efforts are being made in all quarters. Again, it's speculative, but it is certainly a positive step, and, you know, we might hear more soon.
And, of course, the joint investigative team looking into the shooting down of MH17 included not just Australian and Netherlands authorities, but those from Belgium, Malaysia and Ukraine. Would you expect, and very briefly, we've only got about 30 seconds, would you expect that those other countries would be involved in these talks with Russia?
Probably not. It sounds like they're three-way talks, which makes sense, trying to achieve something in that environment, particularly when it's a negotiated outcome, is usually better done with the smallest number of parties possible. The effect of that, of course, might be broader and might have ramifications for those countries as well.
Gideon Boas, thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Gideon Boas is an expert in international criminal law at La Trobe University's Law School.